The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan Catcher on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Ellis and Ryan John.
My name's Tim. Ryan's off again. Hopefully he'll be back on the catch-up on
next
Monday.
Mm.
Where do you think people listen to the catch-up?
Walking.
Yeah.
Also driving.
Can I tell you, a lot of people listen in the gym.
Yeah, and do you know some people listen to us going to sleep at night? That scares me. I mean, I suppose we wake
up. No, I listen to good podcasts to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, okay, no, they call catch-ups. We don't call them podcasts.
Sorry, mate. I mean, duh, what's a podcast?
All right, well, so what can people hear in the catch-up?
So wherever you are, we hope you're enjoying, but it was an interesting show. You'll learn a lot about Get Fact Friday, which is where Zaves brings a whole heap of facts, and this week it was Disney. You'll rehear Disney Oki, and today you reckon you nailed it, Ellis?
It's much better, but I still, that's the landing strip, and it's just going to get better and better and better.
And also Sonny Walters was in the studio, and people were helping you with sledges for the big game against Brisbane Lions.
You enjoy it. And come on, if you are at the gym, just put it up another 5K. Come on, you can do it.
5K?
Another 5KG.
Ooh, keep working, yeah.
Disney Oki. The problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
I mean, Disney Oki. It means no worries.
It does. And at the moment, I am worrying because it has been a pretty ordinary segment I've been running recently. But 13, 10, 60, Disney Oki. We've got two tickets to go see the new Aladdin.
Would you say that, Zaves, there was too many cooks in the kitchen.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
That were trying to give their opinions on how this segment could work.
Yep.
Now we've just left it up to Xavier Ellis.
The chief.
To save.
The chief. Anyway, so what we're going to do, we've got callers on the line, pretty simple. They've nominated a song already. We're going to play a little clip to refresh people.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to pass the baton over to the caller.
Yep.
They sing from anywhere. I don't care if it's the last 15 words of the song or the first 15. It's up to the caller, okay?
But we want passion. That's what
passion.
You do when you sing karaoke
passion.
Or Disney Oki.
What else? Energy.
Energy. We just want you to brighten everyone's
day. A bit of swag.
Do we want faithful replication of the song, or are they singing in their own way, their own vibe?
I don't care.
It's all about being unique.
I mean, last time I was in Northbridge, I didn't hit Elton John's notes too well, but I was best on ground. All right, good morning, Daniel. How are you going?
Good, mate, yourself?
I'm going very, very well. Now, just going to play a little clip of the song you're going to choose. Tim?
Let it go. Oh, this is great. So, Dan, you've chose to bang out Let It Go.
Yeah, why not? I've heard my kids bang it out that much, and they want to go see Aladdin, so why not? Let's get this show on the road.
All right, Daniel, the floor is yours. The music's gone. The floor is yours. Give it all you've got. Go.
Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Turn away and slam the door.
Yes. Well
let
done.
Let it go. I mean, I feel like you made everyone want to sing along with you.
But also, too, Daniel, bless, the kids want to see Aladdin. I'm going to go foot to the floor here.
What a champion. That's dad of the year kind of material.
That is. Now, we're going to say good morning to Natasha. Natasha, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Hi.
That's good, mate. Now, are you doing a duet?
Yeah, me and my boyfriend are going to do a duet.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, now, just for a second, I'll play the song that you're going to sing.
I'm in a whole new world.
I love how you are literally guiding everyone through this segment. Now,
well, I can't put my
staff,
name to failure too often.
Are you listening?
All right.
Perth, are you listening?
So, Natasha, you've chose a whole new world to do a duet with your boyfriend. What's your boyfriend's name?
Michael.
Michael. Oh. All right. Now, the floor is yours, you two. Ready, set,
I can't wait.
Go.
Any time, guys. Go.
So, Natasha,
now.
Michael, you there?
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart descend? I can open your eyes. Take you wonder by wonder. Over, sideways, and under on a magic carpet.
Here we go, Natasha.
A whole new world.
Don't you dare
every place has a fantastic point of view. Nowhere to tell us no, or where to go, and they were only
I was waiting for the duet part.
I was going to say, Natasha, you left him hanging there. Good on you, Michael.
Well done, guys. That was fantastic.
She must have got a little bit of say pride as well.
All right, Grant, good morning to you. How are you, mate?
Yeah, pretty excited, guys.
That's good, mate. Now, I'm just going to play a quick clip of the song you've opted to sing this morning.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
They seem to be the same kind of songs that everyone's choosing.
Well, everyone loves them. So, yeah. Grant, you've chose bare necessities. Now, mate, the floor is yours. The music's off. You choose where you want to sing from, but just give it some gusto.
All right. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. Yeah, man, I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes. Forget about the necessities of life.
Oh!
Bare necessities.
Grant! Mate, we just have to paint the picture for you. You absolutely smoked that, my friend. You'll have to check out our Instagram because as you were singing along, and same with the other guys, Natasha and Daniel, the whole team is out there dancing and singing. So you've nailed it, mate.
That was. What do you reckon? Just a quick summary of the segment.
You've done well, Ellis.
It's pretty much perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, I finally did something right.
Yeah.
Dad, you were wrong.
All right, we need to award.
Okay.
The double pass for Aladdin for Disney Oki. So does that mean Disney Oki comes back on Monday or is it just going to leave?
I think it'll be a Wednesday show from just
Wednesday next week.
Wednesday, once a week, a mystery prize.
So you've nailed it now.
Well, I think so. The boss is not in yet.
Okay.
But hasn't been overwhelming to start with, but hopefully we just...
You've got to decide a winner. Daniel doing Let It Go, Natasha doing A Whole New World with the Duet, or Grant doing
Which is pretty much Michael.
yes, I think for mine, a quick, it's a democracy, I thought Grant, Bare Necessities.
I want to go Daniel for his kids.
Okay. Tim, you've got the final vote. You're casting vote.
Daniel, I think, absolutely nailed the... Congratulations,
there
my friends.
Thank you. Hey, you know what? I don't care what Perth says. Karaoke goes off.
Good on you.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Speaking of having babies, I am 25 weeks tomorrow. And there's been a lot of chat around the gender of the baby, of our baby. We don't know. We're not going to find out. We're going to wait until the moment. As, you know, the nurse holds it up like, you know, little baby liking. Simba. There it is. Oh, Kamenya.
It sometimes can be a little bit confusing what it is.
Can it? Can you miss sometimes the little pee?
It can be swelling and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, anyway, we don't know. But a couple of my girlfriends are pregnant at the moment. A couple of them have had babies. Like, there's a lot of babies around. And one of my girlfriends from the East Coast recently just had a baby boy, which she was so stoked about in the end when she ended up finding out at 12 weeks because she desperately really, really wanted a girl and she thought that that's all she was going to have. So
strange to think that's all you're going to have is a girl. And it's well, a 50-50 there's selection. A 50-50.
But that was where her heart desire was.
Really?
For what reason?
Yeah.
Well, I think, I don't know, without making a sweeping statement, I'm going to make a sweeping statement. I feel like a lot of girls want girls and a lot of boys want boys.
Just so Em wanted a boy.
Because we can relate. I don't know.
Em didn't want a boy, but she was like, a boy would be great.
Because and I've got a couple of girlfriends that do, but the majority of my girlfriends all wanted girls.
Hmm.
And then the boys wanted the boys. You know, like you want to have a little football team.
I did not give one thought of care.
Well, she cared. So she ended up finding out because she said, I really need to process this if it's not going to be a girl.
So she was on this final straight too.
Yeah. So she found out that she was having a boy and she cried.
Silly.
For 2 weeks.
Silly.
But she just said, obviously now, like I knew I was going to love them the same, but she goes, I just really had to process it. And I mean, like I've said to Griffo, this poor child, if it comes out a boy, I keep going to refer to it as a girl. I've come to the conclusion.
I hope
that
it's a boy. Look, I do.
I don't care what it is really.
Yeah.
But I hope it's a girl.
I just think you're fortunate. I don't know.
Do you reckon though?
I don't know why. I just don't care.
We are very fortunate.
Yeah, like, no, but that's just, I'm pretty brutal about a lot of things and I don't care about a lot of things, but I just.
And you just want to have a healthy baby.
Yeah.
To psychoanalyze your hides.
Yes.
I reckon,
oh, God, here
we
goes.
Go. Christ.
I reckon the reason why a lot of women want girls and a lot of boys, a lot of men want boys is because you feel like the way you were raised was wrong. And you're like, oh, my parents did a bad job in this area. And you want to correct the wrongs.
Well,
so you think if I have a little baby girl, I'll be able to raise this girl without anxiety. She'll be whole and complete.
Your parents
are
to blame for your anxiety, Ando.
Well, it's hereditary, unfortunately.
I reckon that's
is it?
That's what
my mum is. We're exactly the same.
How do you get it?
So it can be a chemical imbalance. Okay. It can be all different things. Sometimes you don't even, it doesn't have to be hereditary. You can just get it through situations, triggers, that kind of stuff.
So if your mum suffers from anxiety and you see your mother with anxiety, that mean, do you think you're around anxiety and more likely to become
anxious? Well, so I didn't know she had anxiety until later in life. And now, and she's only been diagnosed with it recently. Anyway,
we've really gone away from.
In saying that, I really like what you're saying, but I think the reason why I want a girl first is because I always felt like I was a better older sister to my brother because he was 2 years older than me. So maybe you're onto something. So I was like, I should have been the older sister to protect him and stuff.
Yeah, right.
So that's why I want a girl first and then
see,
the boy
but then your brother
second.
Might have been like, I was the older brother. I needed to protect my little sister.
I think he just wishes he was an only child.
Is he a bit selfish?
No, I think he was just like, oh, why did she have to come along?
Yeah.
So we want to hear from people.
Yeah.
Who... Were you disheartened when you found out either at 12 weeks or when it came out, disheartened by the gender?
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, we all know we just want healthy babies.
Don't, don't get on that gravy train now. You purely want a girl.
Yeah,
and you'll be flat as a tack if a boy comes out. You'll ask to put it back in. Stick it back in.
Yeah, Griffo, put it back in. So 13, 10, 60.
Oh, right.
When were you disheartened
bringing
by,
it to the bloody gun.
When were you disheartened by the gender?
I particularly want to hear from people, from parents driving their kids to schools with the child in the car, say, no, I wish you were the other
one. I didn't want Johnny. I'm sorry, mate. I
wish
didn't
her
want
name was Joanne.
All right, so 13, 10, 60. We want honesty. Were you disheartened by your child's gender?
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
When were you disheartened by the gender? Like I said, I feel like I need to put a disclaimer here. We all want healthy babies, right? That's kind of what when you fall pregnant. But I mean, secretly some of us would like to determine the gender.
It's like you got a preference.
Yeah.
You just got a preference. It doesn't mean
and
that
And it doesn't mean that you won't love the child any less, right?
So the only thing is, so we got obviously a little boy.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a little girl, but I'd be more anxious about like how to change the nappies.
Well,
and,
see,
like,
this is why
sort of
I think the that privates. This is an interesting, why a lot of girls, I feel like, find it easier to raise girls because you've been there, you've done that.
Front to back.
Boys, yeah, boys raise boys because they've known, they've been there. But we, like we said, one of my girlfriends was disheartened. It took her a couple of weeks to process that she found out she was having a boy.
When you say she cried for a couple of weeks, like catatonic, as in like
bawling
her eyes out?
She was pretty devastated.
Okay.
And then, like I said, now she's had him and she's still happy as Larry. So no, I don't want to do that. you just get back in your hole over there,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, sorry, back to the green
Brooke
thing.
From Singleton, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Have you been disheartened by the gender?
I wasn't, but my partner at the time was. We were having our scan and we were finding out the gender. And I was sure that it was going to be a boy, but we found out it was a girl. And he got so upset, he got in the car and he left me there.
Oh. Yeah, right. And how is he the ex-partner for a reason?
How long did it take him to process?
He didn't come home for about 3 days.
What? It caused a bender.
Yeah, pretty much.
Any excuse.
I just got a cab home and... Yeah, that was that. I saw him 3 days later and he wasn't exactly happy.
And is that what split you up?
No, it's not. He adores her now.
Oh, he's good. Yeah.
But at the time it did take at least until he saw her when she was born to get over it.
Does she know? Like, have you told her that story?
He's told her. We've had a bit of a laugh because she's actually in the back now. She's almost 6, and yeah, we have a bit of a giggle that Daddy really wanted a boy, but he ended up with a little princess instead.
I was like, I don't know if I would tell my child that.
I would. Yeah, of course you would. You got to flatten them out sometimes. They're a bit cocky these days.
Great 21st story. Yeah. Jasmine in Butler, were you disheartened by the gender of your child?
It was actually my mum. She was disheartened by me, actually, because I'm the youngest of 4 kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've got 2 older sisters and an older brother. And when she found out I was a girl, she was like, oh, I don't have equal numbers.
Yeah, she wanted to square the ledger.
Yeah, but now there's that Snapchat filter. You can turn yourself into a boy.
Yes.
And I look exactly like my brother. So I was like, here you go, mum.
There's your boy.
I love it. It's funny why some people want it. So it's not even necessarily the raising. It's like, I've got to even out the team.
For some reason, I feel like I'll have a tribe of boys. I don't know why, but.
You reckon you'll.
Yeah,
you'll
I reckon go, there'll be 3 boys or something.
I feel like you would have a girl.
I'd love a girl, but.
I mean,
you know when you get the feeling?
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
And
mate,
the wand.
The wand? Okay, let's go to Flame from Eglinton. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Now,
Flame, that's a nice name. Is that?
Yeah, I feel like you've said this to her before when she's called the show. Is that right, Flame? Yeah.
Sorry, Flame, that's a nice name. I'll go back to my green tea.
So, Flame, can you tell us, were you disheartened by the gender of your child?
Yeah, so I have an older brother who's about 7 years older and a younger sister who's 2 years younger. Me and my sister are quite close. So same thing as what Heidi mentioned, I wanted a girl because I can relate to Barbies and, you know, doing girly stuff, painting nails and all that. And my husband wanted a boy because he's got 7 sisters and no brothers.
Whoa.
And we ended up with a boy and I was absolutely terrified. I was just, yeah. I had to wrap my head around it. And now we've got 3 boys and I've resigned myself to the fact that we're just going to keep having boys.
Yeah. Are you going to go for more after 3?
Yeah, I still want another 1 or 2. So.
Wow, you go, girl.
What car do you drive?
I'm in a Ford Territory, actually. Okay. I
noticed the Turagos are no longer being made, and that was going to be my family
Why
car.
Why aren't they?
They got cancelled yesterday. I read it on Twitter.
Oh, no, Xavier. Yeah. You won't have your football team now.
Bugger.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
You've got to watch yourself over there, Walters.
He's a gun.
A slip.
From Freo Footy Club.
Our supporters get around us. We stick together as a group. It's exciting. Footy players are here to entertain.
Sonny Walters.
Sonny!
Welcome again. I suppose we just had your last break, but Sonny, this round is Indigenous round, which is obviously something very, very special to you. The Fremantle jumper's been designed by an ex-player. What does it mean for you to play an Indigenous round?
Yeah, the jumper's designed by Troy Cook. I think it's the second one. I think Roger Aiden did it last year, the year before, but it means a lot to me. I mean, not just as footy players, but also for the community as well. You know, whether you're Indigenous or not Indigenous, it's something that we all come together and just celebrate together as one.
Favourite Indigenous player of all time?
I love Cyril Rioli. Eddie Betts is up there.
Can you say yourself?
No.
I probably could.
No.
Do you ever look at your own highlights and go, I would have clapped that in the crowd?
A couple of times.
Thank you for answering. What about you, Zaves? I mean, you were a specialist back in the day at Hawthorn.
So I was a defender. I used to sit in Sonny's pocket, just put him to sleep.
Did you ever watch some of your highlights, mate? And clap yourself?
Nah. So 2008 Grand Final, I tried to look at my highlights, but it was a movie length, so I had to give up.
Oh, right. And then is that when you retired? Or?
I think the thing is, you have to watch your own highlights. It's rude not to.
Yeah. But it would encourage you to even play better.
Yeah, it does at times. I remember Brad Hill used to watch his highlights before every game.
Yeah.
Just to give himself that confidence.
Give him a good mood.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to myself on the way in driving to work.
Hey, talking about Indigenous players that are highlights, Liam Ryan's mark on the weekend.
Unreal.
Mark of the year. Yeah, I agree.
Lock it in.
Now, it is a big weekend for you guys. You are playing on Sunday. We'll all be there in our little corporate suite, won't we, Xavier Ellis?
Yeah. Right where you run out. So just run past and give us a high five or something.
We'll be yelling out to you, Sonny. But you are playing the Brisbane Lions. And an old mate of yours and an old former teammate.
Was he Lockie, a mate?
Was he a mate?
Yeah, he was a mate. Yeah.
Okay.
Lockie, I think.
I hope.
He was.
Well, Lockie Neal, he's going to be in town. He, of course, left the Dockers and he's now playing for Brisbane Lions. He said this in a recent interview.
Hey, we've got Nat Fyfe on next week. Anything we should be asking him?
When's he ditching the elbow sleeve? Surely his elbow's hooked up. I don't know.
Shooting sleeve.
Yeah, he's trying to go NBA. The LeBron. LeBron look, but yeah, maybe just ask him when he's getting rid of that.
I'll do that.
He is a bit of a fashion man. He rates his himself in the fashion stakes, so I think it's just for looks at the moment.
Okay.
Oh, that's a sledge, mate.
It's a sledge. He's trying to get in Fife's head already. Nah, they're good mates. I know Lockie wouldn't have meant anything by it, but
I think he did.
I asked the question, actually. When is he going to get rid of it? But is it
more for fashion now? Because I feel like that's what they do in the NBA. They wear it more for fashion.
I think when he had the elbow surgery, I think he sort of has it as a bit of something there just to make him feel good, I guess.
So my question, though, and like, look, I love Fyfe. I think he's a great player.
He's hot. Mm. He's a full package, too.
He's a full package. No one else is wearing these armbands or shoulder bands or anything. It's just him.
Well, it would be weird if everyone was the same, wouldn't it?
Yes. Good
it's
point.
Good to
I like that. Now, what we want to do, because we felt like Lockie's come out with a little bit of a sledge, we want to do this with you, Sonny.
Well, you have bad hair.
Sledge with Sonny.
We want people to give you sledges to use against Lockie Neal and the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, just a little bit of ammo.
I thought you meant I was going to...
No, mate. We're helping you out.
Yeah, thank you. Help me. I need some.
We love Fife. We love you. We do like Lockie Neal as well, but... We want people to come out with their best sledges and they will win the Freo Dockers tickets for this weekend.
So something for Lockie Neal. So something for Sonny to hand on to Lockie Neal. When the game's close, Lockie's got a set shot and you've got Chewy on your boots, Lockie. Something
sounds good
like
to
that.
Me.
Yeah. You got Chewy on your boots?
That's an old-fashioned sledge, that one.
You're joking me. What does that mean?
It's affecting your kick.
Chewy on your boots.
Come on, sure you.
You never yelled that out as a kid?
No. I mean, I wasn't ever playing
football. What about the goal umpire? This was my go-to. When they kick a goal, you'd go to the goal umpire. How big's your package, goal umpire? And you'd go, boom. That was a 101, that one.
All right, so 13-10-60. Have you got any sledges that Sonny can use against Lockie Neal?
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
I just asked Sonny Walters from the Freo Dockers because he did give his dad a shout out. And I said, have you got any feedback from your dad yet? Like, you know, dad sent him a text message. Good job, son.
No, nothing yet, but
nothing.
He will.
Nothing yet, but he will. Hey, mate, just in the break then, we're talking about the front bar, which is obviously Channel 7's version of the Thursday night footy show. And I said, have you ever been on the front bar? And you said, no, I never have, but I hit them up on Instagram asking whether the beer they have in front of them is real. And what was the answer?
The answer was, yes, it was.
And they drink...
And they actually drink it.
They drink it and it's normal beer. So there you go. Sonny was sitting at home intrigued, as I was. I was like, are you letting us tuck into those beers?
Do they polish them off? Or they just kind of have the little sip here or there?
No, they do polish it off, yeah. You see it going
it drains,
refilled,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it drains and refills.
There you go.
Just like the scotch that Zave's currently drinking. That's real also.
Well, you have bad hair. Sledge with
Sonny. Yes.
We got tickets to Fremantle this weekend. If you want the tickets, you got to call 13-10-60, but you got to have a sledge to be able to use.
So Lockie Neal used to play for Freo. He's now playing for the Brisbane Lions. You will be playing him this weekend at 3:20. He's bounced down at Optus Stadium. He did come out with a bit of a sledge on Nat Fyfe earlier this week.
Hey, we got Nat Fyfe on next week. Anything we should be asking him?
When's he ditching the elbow sleeve? Surely his elbow's healed up. I don't know.
Shooting sleeve.
Yeah, he's trying to go the LeBron look, but yeah, maybe just ask him when he's getting rid of that.
I'll do that.
He is a bit of a fashion man. He rates his rates himself in the fashion stakes, so I think it's just for looks at the moment.
Okay.
So, who was just messaging you, Dad?
Yeah, my dad said, good job, my boy, and also got a message from my mate Malcolm, which also wants to give him and the Thomas Crew a shout out.
The Thomas Crew.
Big love to the Thomas Crew.
What's the Thomas Crew mean?
I don't know, but...
Oh, I love the Thomas Crew.
It might be the family or...
Well, big love to the Thomas Crew, but let's get you lubed up, basically, with sledges for this weekend. So, Lockie Neal has come out hard-hitting. I mean, we have found out that him and Fifey are quite good mates, so...
No, they've broken up since...
They've broken up.
Last week.
But we want to get you ready for this Sunday's game, so we will award the double pass to whoever has the best sledge.
Yeah.
Tegan, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Teague.
Hello. What have you got for Sonny Walters?
Okay, Sonny, so you got to say to Lockie that your shoulders are so sore from carrying him all last season.
Do you strap a shoulder or anything?
No, I don't, but he could also say it back to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why I left.
Can we talk about Lockie Neal's quads for a second, though?
Massive.
They are fierce, aren't they?
Mm. He's a little garden gnome, isn't
how
he?
How much did he used to press?
He's pretty. When he rocked up to the club, all the boys used to talk about his calves and his legs, and they were just massive.
I loved him.
He's a strong boy too.
Yeah,
he's a real strong boy.
Not gonna lie, I do love Lockie Neal.
A little piece
of him is gone as a Fremantle fan.
And that's the thing, isn't it? He's genuinely. We were saying this before. A really down to earth guy. But this is supposed to be sledging him. We're not supposed to be bigging him up.
You suck, Lockie.
Hello, Lee.
There you go, mate.
Good. What is your sledge for Sonny?
All right, Sonny, all you got to say, mate, it's how many goals you going to kick, Lockie? Nil?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Oh,
that was good. Did you come up with that yourself, or was that?
Yeah, no, I just spunked my head on the way to work.
Very clever.
Lee.
Clever.
How can people be that smart at this time of morning?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was
good. Are
we going to award
Lee? I'll use it.
All right, so there was a...
How many kicks you going to get, Lockie? Neil?
There was a whole heap of awful ones we couldn't put on the radio. Your two choices, Sonny. Who do the tickets go to?
Yeah, it's got
to
be the second one.
Lee.
Yeah. Well done, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you sound excited.
Are you a Freo fan, Lee?
I am a Dockers fan, mate. Yeah.
Are you a Sonny Walters fan?
Win. Oh, of course, mate. He's mustard.
Oh, and were you glad that Lachie Neale packed up with a year left on his contract and went to Brisbane?
Yeah. Ah, well.
No, well.
And Lee, any words of wisdom for Sonny for this Sunday? You're going to now be at the game. Like we said, Bounce Sounds 320 at Optus Stadium. Any final words for Sonny Walters?
No, just do your thing, mate. Just keep it coming.
No worries, thank you.
In those little shorts.
Do my thing.
Yes. We do like you out there in your little short shorts.
Ooh, yeah.
And he's bought his short tights in today, haven't you?
Yep.
That little ass.
Ooh. Super creepy way to end it yet again. Sonny Walters.
There is something going
Thank
on
you.
With these two.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Righty-o.
Over to you, big dog.
So am I doing something here?
Yeah, you are, mate.
I am. Nah,
you
I'm joking.
Want people to call, don't you?
I know what I'm doing, mate. I'm a professional. So
questionable.
Emily and I are getting married at the end of the year. New Year's Eve, we're getting married. Along the way, when I first asked Em to marry me in some sort of romantic setting, it was, you know, one of those ones I'll eventually write a movie for, I suppose. But she said,
it was Xavier Ellis romantic.
She said, "This is all well and good. I look forward to the wedding, but I'm removing myself from any organisation. I don't want a thing to do with it. I'll turn up. You give me a time. I'll be there. I'll drink. I'll party. I'll have fun. Organising a wedding is something I do not want to be involved in."
She couldn't think of anything worse.
Nothing worse. But there's a bit of a twist, Ando.
What's the twist?
So I was designing the invites. I was designing the invites. And it was
What colours did you go for?
No, so it was going to be a sketch. It was going to be Em holding Ted one arm in a wedding dress and me taking a hanger on her shoulders with a beer in my hand.
And so were you sketching this or you were getting
someone?
No,
professional.
Oh, right.
Professional. Anyway, she caught wind of it and like, grow up. No, I'm going to do one thing for this wedding. I will do the invites.
And really, why are you wasting money on invites?
I don't know, mate.
Should
Jesus.
Have sent out a bloody text message or done a group thing.
Yeah, well, okay.
It
so
would have been
classy,
though. It would have been like a nice high-grade paper and embossed.
A nice,
it would have been
a nice
thing.
Mat.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's taken anyway, over so with the one job.
Yeah, so she had one job. We went down to Three Sheets, which is in Woodlands. Like a little, had a couple of beers. She
Shout
was
out to them.
I don't get anything there. It's a nice place. She sat on the computer, bing, 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 did her thing. Me and Ted went and looked at the ducks for a while, came back in, and she's like, yep, all done, ready to go.
Yeah.
So she's got the wedding invite, the envelopes, and the stickers to stick the envelope down, which just says chunks and tubs on it. Like, she's not overly happy with that. I added that on at the end. But anyway, so it all turned up yesterday, express post. Because again, now the baton's back in my hand, away I go. We haven't even done the wedding list, so we're a little bit behind the eight ball. Anyway, I'll open up the package. The wedding invites look exactly how they were meant to be.
Yeah.
I get the envelopes looking perfectly fine because the envelopes, like the lights are on the invite, so it sort of works into each other.
So these are fake lights on the envelope?
Yeah, fake lights because there's lights on the actual invite. Yeah. Now, on the back, there is she's printed the dress code on the back of the envelope. Not on the invite.
So Zave's actually got a copy, has got an envelope in here.
She had one job. One job.
But I mean, it's very funny.
She's printed the dress code on the back of the envelope.
But that's good. That's smart.
Why is that smart? It's on the wedding invite and on the back of the envelope.
Because then people are going to be like, oh, ladies. So what she's gone for, ladies, Em will be wearing a dress. You can wear whatever you want. Gentlemen, if it's bloody hot, feel free to whack some shorts on. Anything goes. I love that.
It shouldn't be on the envelope. She had one job and she's cocked it up. One job for the whole wedding, and she's turned it in to a breakfast. It's a dog's breakfast there, though.
Oh, come on, mate.
Everything was running so
Cut
smoothly.
Cut the poor girl some slack. She's studying at the moment.
I don't
she's
care. She had one job.
At home looking after your child.
She had one job, and she butchered it completely.
Does she still have the honour of marrying you?
Well, I'm going to have to go back and get the envelopes done again. We don't want the dress code written on the back of the envelope. The
I
bit you rip
like
off.
That.
Well, I'm a bit unique. I like that.
But
anyway.
But she's basically saying wear whatever the hell you want.
Wear whatever you want. That's fine. I'm happy with that because it is going to be hot over summer. Yeah. But what I want to do, 13:10:60, when did you say to your partner, your child, your friend, you only had one job and you stuffed it up?
I feel like that happens a lot in relationships.
She had one job. One
You're not
job. 13:10:60, give us a call. When did you say you had one job and you butchered it?
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
When did you say you had one job? Unusual.
Did you have to do that for your mate who's just texting him saying he's listening? Bit of a personal gag there, Ellis.
Sorry, move on. 13:10:60, give us a call. Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
We're going really well in here for a Friday afternoon. When did you say Friday morning?
It's more, but it is your arvo, mate.
Anyway, when did funny. You say, Lauren, when did you say you had one job?
Well, when we had our daughter, I said to my husband, you need to put the cot together. I'm not exactly a DIY person. And, yeah, we got right to the birthing suite and he still hadn't put the cot together. Then I was in hospital for 3 days and he assured me that it was going to be put together by the time we got home. It still wasn't put together.
He had one job.
He had one job. Just get the cot ready.
So who put the cot together?
I did.
So, Lauren.
He'd be my ex-husband now.
I put the cot together at our place and I think a lot of cots have different settings. Like when they're newborn, you can have the cot up high and then once they're starting to stand up, you lower it down. So I've set it up nice and high. But I am not good at that stuff, so I ain't changing it.
So he's Ted sleeping in it?
Yeah, that was the one job, was to set it up, not adjust it. So that is where he is at the moment. He could jump out if he wanted.
But you just use AirTasker, mate. You can pay someone $30 to come over and do it for you.
I don't like people in my house.
You don't like people in general, really?
I like some people, a handful. there's a scattering of people. No, I'm joking. I like a lot.
And one of those people is Kylie in
Mindari. Kylie, absolutely.
Hey, Kylie. Hi. When did you have to use the line, you had one job?
Well, we planned an overseas holiday for 6 months. And I said to my husband, because we're going to his hometown in Thailand, it's quite remote. And I said, you've got one job, just to plan transport from the airport. He's like, yeah. So we have a week in the in Bangkok, and then we fly up there, get to the airport, no transport. So we were stuck at the airport in a remote town in northern Thailand for like an hour and a half with the three kids waiting for somebody to come and pick us up.
It's the worst, isn't it, when you get there and you're like, I swear I organised, someone organised transport, and you're looking for your name.
And you're so tired, I can imagine the kids are painful.
He had one job.
One job.
I feel like I feel like a lot of women would say this to their men. But I mean, you unfortunately hit it to M, didn't you? One job.
One job.
I say that to you regularly, mate. You have one job.
What is it? That doesn't mean clearly.
To do it well every day.
I don't do that very well.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.